But it was definitely a job which no one liked to do, and unfortunately, quite often I was the one who was left with it.
Who had to do it. And what used to happen then to the dead bodies?
They would go to the local knackery and I had to pay for the disposal of them.
And then one day you woke up and said no more?
No, I decided at some stage that because goat's meat is eaten everywhere in this world, that there must be a market, and that it's only possible to develop if it's if you have the animal. You can't sell a product you don't have. So I kept 50 of them. And
To test the market.
Yep.
And it went very well.
And it went well. It's definitely demand there. And this time I decided I keep the whole lot. So I have over 100 ones of these ones jumping around.
There are thousands of newborn male goats that are slaughtered after birth in Ireland. But given the growing demand for goat's meat, is there not a clear business opportunity here?
Initially, what we should do is try and put together a product here that's, let's say, sustainable and recognisable and consistent. And then if we can get it to meet our domestic demands, then there is a potential there both to supply the Irish markets, be it ethnic or conventional trade. And then certainly then we can look at the export trade as well. In the UK, there was a lot of promotion of goat's meat, and it went basically over the space of 12 or 15 months from slaughtering a huge proportion of the male kids right down to, on some of the herds, none at all being put down, all being taken for rearing for meat and supplying into the various different trades then.